Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested by federal authorities in New York, based on a sealed indictment, which they expect to unseal in the morning. CBS News' Jennifer Kuiper has more.
Combs' attorney Mark Agnifilo says they are disappointed with the decision to pursue what they believe is an unjust prosecution of Mr. Combs by the U.S. Attorney's Office. He says Combs is an imperfect person, but he's not a criminal, and that to his credit, Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with this investigation, and he voluntarily relocated to New York last month in anticipation of these charges.
The suspect in Sunday's assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump was charged with two firearm offenses. The head of the Secret Service says the suspect did not have a line of sight to Trump and did not fire or get off any shots. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa is in West Palm Beach with
Walk straight back!
New video shows authorities taking suspected gunman Ryan Routh into custody. A dramatic arrest on Interstate 95 with traffic shut down in both directions. Routh, a North Carolina man with a criminal record who has criticized Trump on social media, appeared in court on two federal gun charges. Former President Trump, unharmed in the incident, spoke with the acting director of the Secret Service.
There are evacuation and shelter-in-place orders in Deer Park, Texas, about 20 miles southeast of Houston. CBS News correspondent Janet Shamlian explains
why. This pipeline exploded. The flames started shooting several hundred feet in the air. And on a 90-plus degree day here in southeast Texas, it was considerably hotter here near where the explosion happened.
Amazon is about to part ways with its hybrid working arrangements, reverting to its pre-pandemic policy.
I'm Heather Bosch. In a memo to Amazon workers, CEO Andy Jassy says they are expected to be back in the office 5 days a week starting January 2nd for the first time since the pandemic. Jassy insisting it makes brainstorming, inventing, and collaborating better at the Seattle-based retail giant. In the same memo, Jassy suggests fewer managers might make them more efficient, writing that it would, quote, remove layers and flatten organizations. Jassy does not mention layoffs.
After a very physical onstage brawl, the band Jane's Addiction has canceled the rest of its tour. Video went viral, catching lead singer Perry Farrell punching guitarist Dave Navarro onstage in Boston, ending that show abruptly. 65-year-old Farrell said Navarro was playing too loud. If you were going to the shows, Live Nation will be refunding your money. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. Eight campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some two-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league. And you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra-inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some scattered clouds here in the overnight with light winds. Temperatures dropping back into the upper 50s at daybreak. On your Tuesday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Sunshine Wednesday, highs in the lower to middle 80s. Right now, it's 67.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we're talking about supper clubs, the comfort food of restaurants, what makes them unique, and why they're so hard to rank.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Third hour of our program, Chief Justice John Roberts apparently was doing Donald Trump's work for him. The New York Times breaking this in a major story this morning that has just echoing around the information sphere last February that he sent a memo to his 8 colleagues saying basically we've got to do everything we can to protect Donald Trump. You know, it's kind of weird because he actually got the liberals to go along with him to a large extent on this. And although they didn't ultimately on presidential immunity, they fought back vigorously on that. Sotomayor wrote a scathing dissent. It's really a remarkable story. And John Roberts, I mean, people forget who John Roberts is. John Roberts was a young lawyer who was hired into the Reagan Justice Department. When he was at the Reagan Justice Department, he wrote a lengthy memo. He spent like a half a year doing the research on this. His job was to try to figure out how to criminalize abortion, even though Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. Keep in mind, Roe v. Wade was 73. This was the 1980s. And so he did this in-depth literature dive, deep dive into literature. This is in my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court. And he came up with this 27-page, as I recall, I've got to print it out at home, 27-page memo that I don't think anybody's ever seen or discussed about how the way that the Reagan administration could make abortion illegal is to have Congress pass a law saying that abortion is now illegal and that the Supreme Court can't rule on it. In other words, John Roberts was an advocate for court stripping when he was in the Reagan Justice Department. He is a Catholic who firmly believes that abortion is murder and has held that position and aggressively holding that position in the Reagan administration. And he is a partisan Republican. His wife has made over $10 million working with law firms that want to hire lawyers who are then going to ultimately argue before the Supreme Court. He was down in Florida in 2000 helping the George W. Bush campaign figure out how to stop, quote, stop the steal, how to prevent the recount down in Florida that would have shown that Al Gore actually won the election. That's who John Roberts is. And it's getting pretty weird. It's just getting pretty weird here with the Supreme Court. All right. Speaking of weird, Sheriff Bruce D. Zukowski, who took office in 2021, he's a sheriff in Portage County, Ohio. And here we go again. He said, he posted this on his Facebook page. He said, when people ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? That's, you know, his way of characterizing Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris. He said, I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had her signs in their yards. So when the illegal human locust, which she supports, need places to live, will already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival. Right. So the sheriff is like, hey, everybody, start writing down the names and addresses of those people who have the Harris signs out there. And then, you know, when Trump becomes president, we can dump the
illegal aliens
and on their front doorsteps or whatever. It's just more hate. This is all these people have. They don't want to talk about, you know, helping young people get a decent education in America. No, they want to hate on queer people and on black people. They don't want to talk about having, you know, health care in the United States be widely available, being a right rather than a privilege like it is in every other developed country. No, they want to keep health care as a major profit center. We pay twice as much for health care as any other developed country in the world. And the reason why is because you've got multiple layers of people in the middle, you know, corporations basically, from pharmacy benefit managers to hospital managers to private medical practices to all that are just skimming money off the top. And of course, a lot of that money goes to the Republicans as campaign donations. They don't care. They don't care about, you know, health care. They don't care about education in the United States. They don't care about young people. They don't care about the future of the planet. You know, we've got, you know, global warming now. The atmosphere holds more moisture, and so we're seeing floods all over the world, including here in the United States. People literally dying every week from climate change in the United States. Republicans are still saying it doesn't even exist. As long as the money keeps flowing from the fossil fuel billionaires, as long as Charles Koch keeps funding all of the groups out there, you know, ALEC and everything else, they're all good with it. No problem. And now, speaking of crazy, this is our crazy alert for the day. This is genuinely crazy. Laura Loomer is a two-time failed congressional candidate. She ran in Florida, actually. In fact, once she ran in Trump's district. She was too crazy for the Republicans. She heckled Ron DeSantis with a bullhorn while spreading lies about his wife's cancer diagnosis. She's a racist. When Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a prominent member of the Congressional Black Caucus, died of cancer in July, Loomer posted online that she was, quote, a ghetto bitch, end quote, and suggested she was, quote, going to hell. She's openly Islamophobic. She hates Muslims. When Twitter banned her because of her hate speech on Twitter, she handcuffed herself to Twitter's New York office building while wearing a yellow Jewish star. She is Jewish, by the way. Not that that has anything to do with any of this. She practices stochastic terrorism regularly. She openly promoted the notion that the Biden administration's policies are, quote, pushing people to the point of no return. This is the way of encouraging violence, right? She said, someone's going to snap. We'll see more shootings taking place, and I'm not going to care when that happens. These are open calls for violence. She's also a MAGA fascist. She once toasted Nick Fuentes, the white nationalist who was celebrating the hostile takeover of the Republican Party, the guy who openly celebrates not Hitler and Nazism. She was on Tim's show, Tim Pool's show. He's one of the guys that RT was funding. She doubled down on her call to execute traitors as treasonous. Those would be, quote, people who engaged in an unconstitutional witch hunt against Donald Trump, end quote. And she's the protege of Roger Stone. She's also the person who first was aggressively promoting the story of dogs and cats being eaten in Springfield, Ohio. And now it appears she's Trump's new girlfriend. These stories are just all over the internet. She's trying to push back. He's trying to shrug his shoulders. But he's got his hands all over her. She's got her hands all over him. She's snuggling up to him and telling him that she loves him. And this is just what we see in public. And his wife is nowhere to be seen. And, you know, it's like the evangelical writer, like, you know, we don't care what Trump does. We knew all along he wasn't a Christian. We knew all along he was a bad man. We think he's our Cyrus, our King Cyrus. King Cyrus was the Persian king who sheltered some Jews during a time of persecution. And so he's our King Cyrus. He's going to take care of us. Right. What he really is is he's the neo-fascist who wants to end democracy in the United States and around the world in collaboration with Vladimir Putin. It's just that simple. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you in just a second. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. 15 minutes past the hour. As the fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code TOM for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently.
Feel it in your bones,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship.
This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax.
Why would you name a toilet that?
Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224.
To this day, he hasn't commented on the city's wrong to take it down. All he has done is promote it and provoke violence. And that needs to be called out by this media instead of trying to make it balanced by both sides. It's not both sides. This man has brought more violence to this country than I have ever seen. And he's supposed to be the leader of the free world. Just look at him. So if the media really cares about the democracy, which it is one of their jobs to protect the democracy, that's what the media does, then they need to call this stuff out. And not just try to both sides. I looked at what they did with this stuff, talking about he took the bait from Kamala Harris. Well, guess what? That's all the media has been doing is taking Donald Trump's bait for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
So it wasn't no bait set for him. If Kamala Harris was just a smarter performer than him, and there was no bait set up there. She didn't know those questions. He just failed the test. That's simply that.
He's just whining because he lost. I mean, that's what he does.
Exactly.
You know, he just whines. He's a pathetic crybaby.
Exactly. And they're going to talk about he took the bait. See, to me, Tom, I don't know how you feel about it, but when you say somebody took the bait, it makes it appear that somebody set him up. That's the perception that I get from that.
But well, I do think that Kamala Harris here was Trump's strategy. Trump's strategy was called the Gish Gallop, which is where, you know, each person has 2 minutes, right? So when you have your 2 minutes, you throw out as many lies as you possibly can, particularly about your opponent, and then your opponent has to rebut those lies. And that uses up all of her time so that she can't actually get to the points that she wants to make. And that's what Trump was trying to do. But she just ignored them, which was making some of us crazy. I was like, you know, yelling at the TV, talk back to you. But instead, she was turning to him and saying, people are laughing at you. People don't trust you. World leaders, you know, are laughing at you. She was saying the things that got under his skin that caused him then to become reactive. And so she turned the tables on him. She forced him to respond, and he didn't have to, but his bruised ego forced him to. So in a way, she was baiting him, and he did take that bait. And it was a damn good thing that it did, because that's how she won the election, or how she won the debate, excuse me, Andre.
Yeah, point well taken, Tom. You're exactly right. It was a form of baitism, if you will, to get him caught up like that. But, you know, I didn't hear what you said about what you think will happen in November. You think it'll be just as tight as they say it? Do you think it'll be a blowout?
I think we're going to do really well. That said, I am worried about, you know, the billions, the $6 billion that the right-wing billionaires are going to spend between now and November. They're already spending it all over the country on a lot of races. It's going to be tough to hold the House and the Senate in particular.
We've been there before, and I think that likability plays a big part. Mitt Romney, when he ran against Obama, spent a lot of money, and he still lost.
You're right.
So likability plays an important role in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that Kamala Harris is more liked than Trump.
I think so, too, and so is Tim Walz. Andre, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Warren in Bothell, Washington. Hey, Warren, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I appreciate you taking my call. I wondered for some time, and this is not anti-immigrant, it's simply numbers, how many people that the U.S. can afford to support given the infrastructures that we have? And this kind of ties in a little bit to a call you got last week, similar minds, I guess. A guy talking about everybody who gets flooded out in half of Florida and the lower Gulf states, and where they're going to go, where they're going to work, and where they're going to live. So one thing first, though, I think it would help with our immigration policy just to know how many people our current infrastructure can support in the United States.
Well,
just a question.
I would flip that upside down and point out that immigrants are supporting our current infrastructure. They're spending hundreds of billions of dollars. They're paying hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes and working at jobs that many Americans won't take. So if all the undocumented immigrants, speaking of them, which I think is the subtext of what you're talking about, Warren, were to leave, our economy would be in big trouble really, really fast. We know that historically we've absorbed between 1 and 2 million legal immigrants every year. And that seems to be a number that just works fine for America. But, you know, every country needs to get their borders under control and their immigration under control. We're no exception to that. I'll take your comment in the spirit it was meant, Warren. I do think we need to have a conversation about this. We need to have a debate about it, and we need to have comprehensive immigration reform. Warren, thanks for the call. Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There's so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let their representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, rapper Sean Diddy Combs was taken into federal custody in New York City in connection with an ongoing investigation. CBS News' Jennifer Bizram has more.
It is still unclear what charges Sean Combs has been arrested under. A news conference, we're told, is expected to be held by federal law enforcement. That is when we are going to learn more.
In an interview with Farouk Zamad on X Spaces, former President Donald Trump said this about the apparent assassination attempt.
There's something going on. I mean, perhaps it's God wanting me to be president to save this country.
A pipeline exploded in Deer Park, Texas, shooting flames into the air. This woman was so close, she felt it.
It's like a big ball of fire, like coming close to you, like you're standing like in front of an oven, or like a big oven or something. Like that's how hot it was. Like you feel the heat coming.
The area near the pipeline was evacuated.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several children are injured after a school bus crash in southeast Wisconsin Monday morning. Police say an SUV ran a stop sign and knocked the bus over. Lisa Hale reports.
The Random Lake School District posted on social media that bus 17 was involved in a crash. Helicopter video showed the bus tipped over on its side. The school district said students were injured and received medical care. The families impacted have been notified. There was no information on the severity of their injuries. I'm Lisa Hale.
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. The Children's Defense Fund says the bill could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. The Annie E. Casey Foundation says 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 76th Annual Emmy Awards are in the books. Despite The Bear receiving the most ever Emmy nominations for a comedy series in a single year at 23, Hacks won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Shogun had 25 Emmys and won Best Drama, as well as Best Lead Actor and Actress. The show took home 18 Emmys in its first season. That's a record for a single year. This is the second time the Emmys have been held in 2024, as the 75th annual ceremony was held in January due to the writers and actors strikes. Hacks winning Outstanding Comedy Series over The Bear was not really an upset, but was a surprise. Lead actress in the show, Jean Smart, won Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and the show also won the Emmy for Best Comedy Writing. Speaking of comedy, taking home the Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series was The Daily Show, and in the scripted variety series, it was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you haven't checked it out, it's an absolute must. Brilliant show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some scattered clouds here the overnight with light winds. Temperatures dropping back into the upper 50s at daybreak. On your Tuesday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Sunshine Wednesday, highs in the lower to middle 80s. Right now, it's 67.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God,
that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is Tom, superbearing.com, to get a free month supply of Super Bearing and 15% off.
Morning light breaks through, a fresh start anew. Another day to seize with a clear view.
No need. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I want to underscore your optimism. To wit, Taylor Swift has 283 million Instagram followers. And I heard yesterday, either on CBS or ABC here in LA, that the turnout for this November is going to be much larger and much bigger than the last presidential election. So I do believe, Tom, that we got something to hang our hat on here.
Yeah, I agree, Larry. I think the Fox viewers, the boomers, are dying off. The greatest generation is pretty much all gone. But, you know, that's most of your conservatives tend to be in those generations. And the young people who are coming up are the most progressive generation we've had since the 60s. And, and a lot of us, who came up in the 60s ended up getting sucked into the Fox News bubble. I get it that a lot of young people are being sucked into the kind of Joe Rogan influencer bubble, too. But I'm very optimistic. I think it's going to work out well. Larry, I share your optimism. Thanks a lot for the call, Larry. Good to hear from you. Josh in Kimball, Minnesota. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, Tom, just a reminder, when Trump loses the election the day after, he's not going to be inciting riots and all the fires he can from Mar-a-Lago or Washington. He's going to be doing the Gulf of Mexico or the Mid-Atlantic. Because
you think he's going to flee the country?
He's already said he was during that conversation with Elon Musk.
I know, he did say that. He said he was going to flee to Venezuela. Yep. I don't know that they will take him. But I would bet good money that he'll end up in Moscow.
Too. Yeah, but if none of these judges pull his passport and the keys to his 747,
yeah, and they're not going to.
There's not going to be any justice whatsoever.
Yeah. So if Donald Trump, let's game this out, Josh. If Donald Trump leaves the United States and hops on his plane, which has enough range to make it to Russia. Particularly, yep. With a light load, just a few people and a bunch of boxes of classified documents. What happens next? I mean, does he just like go obscure and go away go ahead?
No, he's going to do satanic terrorism from overseas. He's going to incite all his supporters.
Oh, he becomes the new star on RT.
Yep.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Okay, Josh, thanks for the call, right. I think.
Sorry.
No,
good news, but
good talking to you. Yeah. Chris in Oakland, California. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while. It's good to talk to you again. So I sit on hold and I hear points, and then I want to make other points. So real quick before I get going, to Josh's point, I'm just saying if there is an incident with an attempt at fleeing the country, I just want to say President's got the tail numbers of his planes and total immunity, so I'll just put that out there.
Yeah.
To Andre's point about the debate and about baiting Trump in the debate, something I haven't heard many people talk about or anybody talk about this. You're probably familiar with the conspiracy theory about the speaker projector speakers or whatever in Kamala Harris' earrings.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Republicans saying
she was being supposedly coached.
Yeah.
So I just want to make a point. Those moderators up there, they weren't hosting some thesis defense on a master's in government study. They were asking general questions on behalf of the American public.
Right.
And that these people that are pushing this talking point seem to be under the impression that someone would need to be coached to answer those questions, I think says a lot about their candidate. I mean,
yeah.
The bottom line is Kamala Harris prepared for this. She's and as far as baiting him, she's a very skilled litigator. So that was child's play for her, I believe.
Yep.
But she was prepared, and she beat him.
Yep.
And he was unprepared because he doesn't prepare because he's, I don't know that he's intellectually, emotionally capable of getting through that situation, that experience.
I agree.
So anyway, again, thank you so much. I often quote you from 2005 when you back then you said the GOP beast had begun to eat its own tail. And I'm starting to feel like it's getting up to it's made its way up to the internal organs. And, they're making a mess.
I think so, Chris.
They're making a mess of things.
I think so, yeah.
All right, have a great week. Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Rasad in New Orleans. Hey, Rasad, what's up?
Hey, Brother Tom. Listen, man, I've been listening to you, bro, but I sure enough say I'm going to call you today because I like your swag, you know, with the politics and what have you. And I just want to say this. I want to tie in a lot of things. With religion, threat to democracy, as well as the Supreme Court in the election upcoming. And let me start off by saying this. Agent Orange, Donald Trump, Agent Orange, Don DeKine, and the Banana MAGA Republicans, also known as the GOP, which also stands for the government of Putin, they are a threat to our national security, our democracy, and our everyday life. Then you throw in the ultra-conservative, conservative, extreme radical Supreme Court led by Uncle Thomas and his cousin Samuel Alito, also a threat to our democracy and our national security. Now, the evangelical white Christians are also on that list of a threat to our national security, our everyday living, and our democracy because, and I'm also going to tie in Moses, the mount, went on a mount and got the word from the God and came back and found the worshiping idol worshippers and what have you. And he left them in the wilderness for 40 years, correct? And that's, mm-hmm. That's the story.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to equate that to the God Almighty is tied of the lying and blasphemous evangelical Christians following blind faith, saying this person comes from me when I done told you over and over, love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Don't tell a lie and don't believe in a lie.
Yeah, there's a reason, Rasad, why so many people are stopping attending church now. I mean, you know, we've seen this precipitous collapse in church attendance over the last 8 or 10 years, or six or eight years, I guess it is. I think it's because, you know, the whole evangelical let's support Trump thing is poisoning the churches.
Yes, but listen to me. I say the white evangelical Christians.
Yep.
You got
that's what
black
I'm talking about.
Evangelical Christians. You have Latino, you know, Hispanic
evangelicals. Yeah.
Evangelicals. You see what I'm saying? So well, I'm talking about the disassociation between the white evangelicals. Now, I'm equating that also to the landslide in which I'm predicting that Agent Orange, John DeKine, and the MAGA Banana Republicans, the GOP government of Putin is going to receive, the people are tired. You got black you got evangelicals for Kamala. You got Taylor Swift just came on board with her followers. You got some. You got Republicans against Agent Orange, John DeKine. They don't have a message, as he already told. He got concepts of a message, of a plan.
Yeah.
They don't have a plan. So, you know, all these things, the people are tired. And I think it's going to be a landslide. Not
yep.
Right now. He's cheated in the courts before one ballot is strong.
I think you're right, Rasad. I think you're right. I got to move along, but thank you. I spot on. Craig in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, sir. I'll brag a little bit. I went to school in Switzerland when I was a kid, and in debate class, quit all this bait talk. In debate class, you would think of the one beautiful question to shut the other side down.
Mm-hmm.
All dear Miss Harris has to say in any debate is, how many lies, Mr. Trump, did you tell in the first debate? Listen, I don't know. And then be glad to tell him 30 lies in the first debate. At least he's consistent.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many lies in the second debate? 30.
Yeah.
All you have to do is think of the one beautiful question. Quit all this bait talk.
Yeah.
All you have to do is think of the one beautiful question and end this debate and let's go skiing, little kids in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing is people talk about evangelicals. If you go back Pilate's day in the Bible, the chief priests and the elders encouraged the population to stick with the crook, Barabbas.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Craig, I'm out of time. Thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
When the music starts, you got 10 seconds. It's just, you know, remember that. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, smartwatches, Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, the world just keeps getting smarter. And your e-commerce business should too. I used to have a mail order business many years ago. I would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free 60-day trial of their extraordinary shipping software. ShipStation.com, code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
There's a machine rolling through the land cold and mean. Spewing lies and deceit, it's the right-wing machine. Promises of wealth, but only for the few. Ignoring the needy while the rich get their due. The right-wing machine, it won't tell you the truth. Doesn't care for the poor.
Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Demetrius in Concord, North Carolina. Excuse me. Demetrius, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom.
Hey.
Yes, I was calling. What a coincidence. That's next on my list to read after I read the Westinghouse game. I bought the book October Surprise here a couple weeks ago. What a coincidence. But I just want to I drive a truck. I drive over the country. It'd be 20 years I've been out here this month. And it just amazes me how in these red states that they don't see how these conservative policies have destroyed their counties, especially in the rural areas. They have no services. You have EMS covering two counties, fire departments, and guess where they're getting all that funding from? The federal government, which they are so much against.
Right.
And it's just sad to see.
Yeah, most of the red states make more than a dollar back for every dollar they send to D.C., and most of the blue states make less than a dollar back for every dollar they send to the D.C., because the blue states are subsidizing the red states. 70% of America's economic activity happens in blue states, only 30% in red states. The red states are the poorest
in
the country.
And you see it. You see it in blue cities and stuff. Stuff work more and better. I ain't saying it's perfect, but things work.
Yeah. No.
As far as transit, all the way down to the smallest thing, things work. That's all I want to say.
Yeah,
I don't know what you can do to open their eyes. They don't want services. They want the government destroyed.
They keep listening to right wing hate radio and watching Fox News, and as long as they're caught in that bubble, they're not going to escape from it. Demetrius, thanks for the call and excellent point. Very well made. Thank you, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? I noticed Friday, President Biden and UK Prime Minister Starmer discussed giving Ukraine permission to use like the HIMAR artillery.
Right. There's been no update on that, is there?
No, as far as I know, they didn't reach a decision. But
yeah.
Putin claimed if Ukraine did that, you know, Russia would go to war with NATO. But I don't think he wants to do that because, as far as I can see, you know, NATO conventional forces are so technically superior to Russian conventional forces, he'd lose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to give you a few quick examples, you know, his supposedly invincible Kinjal hypersonic missile has been shot down by the Patriot system in their new super tank, the T-80 Armada, armed with a 120-millimeter gun, has been taken out by Bradley fighting vehicles armed with a 25-millimeter cannon. And those weapon systems first came into service 30 or 40 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
You know, they've been updated, but, you know, yeah. I think he's so technically outmatched by NATO weapon systems that I don't think he's going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think so either. I think it's a bluff. I think he's been bluffing all along. He's, you know, I mean, NATO's got a larger military budget than Putin does, than Russia does.
Exactly.
Right. You know, I forget who it was who said that Russia was a gas station, you know, a gas station connected to a country. Or words to that effect.
Oh, yeah, with our gas station armed with nuclear weapons, like Burkina Faso or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's what's going on. I mean, you know, and Putin's trying to bluff his way through it. And you know, Joe Biden has, to a large extent, kind of let him get away with it. I don't think that President Harris will, frankly. And
I don't think so either. I think she'd take a much more proactive stand in Ukraine's favor.
Yeah, and I think Mr. Starmer is feeling the same way. So we'll see how it shakes out. We'll see how it shakes out. Yep, George, thank you. Good talking to you.
Hey, keep up the good work, Tom. Enjoy it.
Back at you, George. Thank you. Dennis in Sarasota. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Dennis closed down in Sarasota. third or fourth call, you may remember, Florida Veterans for Common Sense.
Yep.
And I just have a question. I retired from practicing law over 8 years ago now, so I no longer have legal research teams working for me. But I have a question. You know, it seems to me for 20-plus, 30 years, I sued people for violating other people's rights. And one form of action is called an action for defamation, and includes slander and libel.
Mm-hmm.
And what Trump and Shady have been doing to that town in Ohio, Springfield,
right,
is certainly defamatory, and they're speaking on behalf of their respective of their campaign, so that makes them employees, I would think.
So you're saying Springfield should sue them for defamation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sue their bloody pants off, and you know Trump's not worth suing; he's already broke. I don't know how much money Shady Vance has got, but probably not much. But the campaign seems to have some money.
Yeah.
So perhaps other practitioners out there who may be listening or got legal research capabilities still at their fingertips can check that out and
see whether
a lawsuit against these fools would work.
What about the thing that says you can't sue for defamation against public figures? Or public figures?
There's no such thing. They're acting as private individuals.
Oh, you're right. You're right. And in fact, I'm reversing the logic of that. Yeah, okay. Dennis, thank you. That's a great idea. Thank you. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even you, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you know, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so it's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.